Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
So everybody has waited all offseason for this moment to hear that it's game night. And it's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. 3 and Out begins now. Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, producer Alex, on the ones and twos. It's Punishment Wednesday for apparently only one of us, unless you got the vampire spray tan.
My punishment lasts for a longer period of time.
Interesting. So you're delaying it. You're delaying it.
Well, as I discussed with you off air yesterday, I unfortunately had other obstacles that did not allow me to get there in time. I might have to push it back again if it's just going to rain all day.
I'm sorry.
Why would the rain have anything
to
do with
it? Yeah, what?
You're not supposed to get a spray tan if it rains.
Is it going to rain
is
off
that,
your...
Are you making this up?
No, it'll ruin the tan.
I think that's if you stand out in the rain. Mm. Are you trying to bail on your punishment?
I'm not trying to bail.
You will be clothed, right?
Yeah.
Post spray,
yeah.
Guys, I know how to do this. I did it last year.
Well, apparently not. I mean, it's Punishment Wednesday, and you haven't done your punishment.
I'm getting sick. Sinus infection, so I'm battling.
Man.
I'm just trying to...
I got a lot of problems with you people. We got Davey skirting the punishment.
I'm going to do it.
Nate's out of town, so he doesn't have to do his. And now people are coming at me on Twitter saying, don't eat one chip, eat two. And I'll donate to charity. No.
I think that's up to $400.
That's not how this works. One chip, it's a one chip challenge for a reason, because two might kill me.
It's charity, though.
Sorry. Donate the money anyway. You don't need to see me be miserable to donate to charity. That's not how charity works.
But it's a charity of your choice, so you can, like, give to Antifa or... Whatever you
No, care. My favorite charity is Venmo at Houston-Kress. That's my favorite charity right now.
Like Michael Scott, give to Al-Qaeda.
No, I'm not eating two chips. I'm tempted to buy out of the one, but I'm afraid Bear would kill me.
I told you, I'd take the $50. Nate's not here.
Why is this one the one that you're so worried about? You've been worried about this one for a while.
It's brutal. I know. I should have never left it in there. This is all my fault. I should have said, oh, we did it once. We met our obligation. Chance even did it. So really, we've done it twice. I should just redraw. I shouldn't have to do it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm a man of the people. But not the people who want me to eat two chips. Because you people are sick people. There's no way. This is already going to be the longest, worst show ever. Because all I see at the end of this tunnel is a death chip.
In a coffin.
It comes in a coffin. And Will has the chain. I'm not even going to get to celebrate and wear the chain because Will took the victory chain. He didn't even need the chip.
He took the Driptober chain?
Yeah. So this is going to be the worst show of all time. It's going to be just that bad. Because all
David Britt offered to donate to charity.
Yeah. Nathan thanks a lot, Janeway David. He buys pizza for overtime, and he wants me to eat a second death chip? What
offered
planet?
To donate.
It's a lot of people.
I appreciate their willingness to donate to charity. I just wish it didn't hinge on my pain. That doesn't make any sense.
See, there's four chips left, and there are...
Are you sure? Did it? Maybe someone took them.
I thought
I didn't even check inventory. But we might be out of chips. In fact, we probably are. Probably are just out. Probably
see,
out of the chips.
There's enough for everyone who hasn't done one on this show to do one. So if you eat two,
yeah,
there's a greater chance that...
That someone might draw it and not have a chip?
Exactly.
We can't have that happen.
No, that would be great.
No.
If it was me.
No. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I would love
I
to
I want
not
everyone
do it.
To have the opportunity to draw the Green Bay Packers helmet, to deal with 2 days of just fear that they have to put the coffin chip, the Carolina Reaper pepper chip, in their mouth, chew, swallow, and then wait as long as you can to drink or eat anything. But what is this? Am I a bad person? Davey, don't answer this. People want me to suffer more? Do I portray the image of a monster? Of just this sinister human being that deserves that type of pain? And the only way that people will donate to charity is if I'm just sitting here suffering for 30 to 45 minutes? Maybe longer. I don't even know.
I think you're just a beloved public figure.
I disagree.
If I
was beloved,
as
they'd
well.
Be buying out of the punishment for me. And instead, they're going to pay children for me to be miserable.
His rankings in the niceness people to run into outside of the studio were not very good yesterday.
They actually were. People stood up for me late.
I made it on one of those lists somehow.
Well, you're a nice guy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I have a RJF, resting jerk face. Mm. Every time people see me, they're like, I was going to talk to you, but you looked like you were mad at something. I'm like, that's just my face.
When I first started here, I thought you were always, like, angry.
Well, he is, but...
Well.
Only at you. I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
I'm go lucky. Everything's great. Fantastic.
Brad Rose says, do what the intro says, take a bite out of everyone's ass, a.k.a. the chips.
Could go a few ways with that.
Dude, chips
could go
ass.
A few ways. Eric says that the whole show is going to be me complaining. He'll find something else to entertain him for the next. What's more entertaining than me complaining and having to eat this chip? I ask you, Eric, what is more entertaining? You want us to talk about Jarrett Garantano for three more hours? Is that more entertaining?
Kill me now.
No, we can't. I'm done. I can't talk about it anymore.
Punishment Wednesday is my favorite day.
Yeah, especially when you don't have a punishment because you drew Alabama. It's like it's an automatic save, basically.
I've been given Tennessee's opponents 2 weeks in a row. Feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, you have some kind of weird bad luck thing going on. Like, you draw the helmet, so that's good luck, but it's very bad for Tennessee. Maybe it's your dual fandom.
To Tennessee and Tulsa?
Yeah. There's a T thing there where you...
UTTU?
Yeah, the universe does not like the fact that you root for two teams that start with the letter T.
Maybe.
That are in the same genre. Like the Tennessee Titans, very different. And maybe the second T in Titans wipes it all out. I'm not really sure.
I would argue that Tulsa being in a lower division, like in the American Athletic Conference, makes
them... It's a college football team.
Yeah, but...
It's a college football team. Anybody watch the World Series last night?
No.
Dave, I know you're a big baseball guy.
That was last night?
Yeah. Yeah. The L.A. Dodgers defeat Tampa Bay 3-1, win the series 4-2. They are your COVID World Series champs.
Congrats.
Good for the city of Los Angeles. They never win anything.
Yeah, they really needed they needed something.
Yeah.
You know, they needed a pick-me-up. I think this is their 18th or 19th championship for the city of Los Angeles in professional sports, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. The Lakers have 17 alone. Although some,
oh, is it 17 alone for the Lakers?
Yeah, although some were probably while they were in Minneapolis.
Five were in Minneapolis.
Isn't this the first for the Dodgers? In at least a long, long time?
They've been really good for a while. Haven't they won one recently?
No. I
didn't think so. They got there, like, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm not a big baseball guy, I'll admit it.
Did they play the Royals?
That might have been the year the Royals, yeah.
I think so.
I know this because my friend Austin, big Dodgers fan, and he said he was going to drink his first beer ever when the Dodgers won the World Series. So last night, my friend got to on his first beer of all time. It's not true. He gave up a few years ago.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah. When the Dodgers didn't win that one, I think he said, you know what? I'm probably never going to have to drink a beer because the Dodgers win, so I'm just going to start drinking some beers.
Yeah.
So congrats to him.
And Cody.
That's right. Cody, big Dodgers guy. I forgot. Forgot about that. Well, that's good. I'm glad to see some people at the station having some success. People rooting for them. Must be nice. Sorry, all I can think about is this chip. I'm not going to complain about it for all 3 hours. I'm not. But I will probably complain once an hour, at least, for an extended period of time.
Well, I told you can wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, because you don't want to talk because your throat hurts.
I'm getting sick.
Which is great for radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna push through.
We battle.
I got a bleep ton of cough drops in my pocket. I used the sore throat spray before we got in here.
You sound great.
I feel great.
You look great.
Yeah.
You should have got that tan. You wouldn't look so sick.
It's a good point. I shaved.
Oh.
You're supposed they say it's best to shave before you get a spray tan.
Naturally, yeah. 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 If you do it after, you'd have a reverse beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. So.
Be great content, though.
I mean, physically, I'm ready to get the spray tan. Mentally, not so much. I just feel awful, and it's like, last time, my sheets just got super dirty.
I hate the smell of the spray tan. It's a subtle smell.
I mean, right now, I probably wouldn't be able to smell it.
Hey, way to look on the bright side. Optimism Wednesday.
But for the first night, the last time I got it, I didn't actually sleep under the covers because I didn't want to stain the sheets because you can't have that shower until 24 hours later.
What are you supposed to do?
But now I feel bad. I mean, I just get a
you
blanket.
Just hang upside down.
Lay a tarp over your bed?
Pretty much. But, I had to sleep in, a shirt. And I don't like sleeping with a shirt on.
Yep.
I don't know. It's
itchy. A little TMI, but okay.
What?
You wear a shirt all day, but they're itchy when you sleep in them?
I guess, yeah.
Interesting. One of the stripes says
I
should...
Do you sleep with a shirt on?
It depends.
I never do.
I can. Most nights, no.
I sleep naked.
I feel like this is a weird... Okay, I knew this was about to happen. I feel like that's a classic radio conversation when there's nothing else to talk about. It's like, oh, well, what do you wear to bed? Are you a commando person? Are you boxer briefs? Just a shirt? Socks? You ever wear socks when you
sleep? Just a shirt. That's a crazy person's.
I don't even like wearing shoes around the house.
Well, no, who does? It's your house.
I mean, that goes for socks, too. I do have some flip-flops I wear just because the dog gets so much hair everywhere. I don't like having, dog hair on my feet. Might sound weird, but...
No, I don't... I think it'd be weird if you did like having dog hair on your feet. I think that would actually be
And my roommate's the weird dog part. Sheds like any dog I've ever seen before. So you vacuum once a week and there's
You gotta get a Roomba. Just take care of it.
It's basically a hair salon at that point.
Yeah, get a Roomba. Make him go in at least half on it, but you get to keep it because it's his dog. But then you're gone at work, boom. Hit the app. You don't have to vacuum when you get home. Place is spotless.
My parents have a Roomba and they call it Roscoe, and so sometimes whenever I'm there, they'll be like, "Where's Roscoe?" And I'll be like, "Who the hell's Roscoe?" And then I remember, "Oh yeah, it's the vacuum cleaner."
That's a good story.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
But the dog Curry doesn't like Roscoe.
Some dogs have issues with machines that roll around on the floor.
But Roscoe's bigger than Curry, so it can be problematic at times.
What kind of dog is Curry? That he's smaller
he's
than
a Yorkie? Roomba. Yeah, he doesn't even weigh 5 pounds.
Fascinating.
Very
We're
fascinating.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
My roommate has a Roomba.
There you go. Just in his room, or does he let...
No, it's downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a house Roomba.
It's a house Roomba.
That he owns.
It gets stuck under the chair sometimes. It has that little bumper, and it'll hit like all the different legs and rotate and hit another leg.
That's a problem.
Yeah, during a...
Just trying to see how long we can get
If you say
going.
Another story about a dog, like...
No,
wait, okay.
It wasn't.
Is it about a Roomba?
It's about a Roomba, yeah. I was watching... Oh, it's probably the first weekend we had Power 5 college football. And I went down to my parents before... I came back up here. I guess it would have been the night Tennessee played South Carolina. And my parents had left, and I was still down there watching the games. And I get a text from my mom saying, go find Roscoe. I got a notification on my phone that he's not made it back to his
home base.
His home base.
Charge base.
Lost.
So I'm walking around the damn house looking for a vacuum cleaner that's stuck under a bed.
Like, this is they got to do something about the stuck under stuff. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
My mom's does that. It gets wedged, like, underneath the dishwasher. Because it's just tall enough, and there's like it's a whole thing.
Put a bumper on it, on the top of it.
What is it? What do you mean? What does that do?
Tape a piece of cardboard to it so it can't go under.
I'll work on that.
This is completely off topic.
Oh, because we have a set of topics right now. And this is like, that's your gig anyway. You're never on topic.
Okay.
At least you're kind of listening. That's a positive.
Yesterday, we ended the show talking about Halloween movies, horror films, stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about M. Night Shyamalan there for a bit.
Great director.
Yeah. Did you know that he wrote these three movies all in the same year? The Sixth Sense, She's All That, and Stuart Little.
He directed She's All That?
He didn't direct it. Oh. He was a ghostwriter that was brought in to revamp the screenplay.
And Stuart Little?
And Stuart Little.
Hmm. Legendary year.
Wow.
It was all 1999, so he probably did all the writing in 98.
Was that like a trivia question or something?
No, I just randomly came across that, and I was like, huh, I wonder what M. Night Shyamalan movies I haven't seen I need to watch. Because I haven't seen the new Glass based off of Unbreakable that he did like back in 2000. And so then I found out this guy, pretty talented. If you're writing Stuart Little, She's All That, and The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty aware that he's a talented individual.
Like, I know the spectrum's only like two sides, but I feel like those are on three different sides of the spectrum.
What spectrum?
Yeah, any spectrum.
Oh. JT says their Roomba's named Jarvis.
Hmm.
Is that?
It's Tony Stark's AI.
Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson. What was that machine's name? Did that one have a name?
That's a great question.
What is that? Lost in Space?
I think so. It sounds right.
I don't know.
It's okay.
What was the robot from Gilligan's Island?
There was a robot in Gilligan's Island?
Was there not?
I don't think so.
Am I thinking of Lost in Space again?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
If they had a robot, they'd probably been okay.
That's true.
They're probably not stuck on the island for
so
long.
I don't know,
man.
Like, the weirdest thing of all time for me in Gilligan's Island is, like, the professor can make radios out of coconuts, but he can't patch a hole in the boat.
Yep.
It baffles me. That guy was so genius, and he couldn't build a raft out of all the trees on the island. I don't know. Good for TV, I guess, but science. Come on. Little survival skills, pal. It's not that hard. So Nate sent us the Pro Football Focus grades.
That he did.
I haven't even looked at them. Are they fantastic? Are they incredibly bad?
You would never guess who our best player was.
It's okay. We'll go over it in a little bit. I don't want to sit here and try. I have a guess. Was it the quarterback?
No.
Okay, good. Because that would have been a whole thing. That would have been just an entire thing that I wouldn't be able to handle. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Just making sure. We haven't talked any of the NFL weekend that was. We did talk a little bit of Titans, I guess, on Monday. I think we need to dive around the NFL a little bit. Maybe look at the college football slate. I'd like to avoid, as much as possible, and I realize it's a topic that may come up, I'd like to avoid Tennessee football regarding the quarterback situation.
That would be nice.
We could talk about other positions, you know. There was a position change last night, which I found kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Did not.
It plays right into something Jeremy Pruitt said after the Kentucky game 2 weeks ago. It's kind of a head-scratcher. But we'll talk about that. Get into some NFL. We did get quite a few submissions for scary movies to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to lay out a little list of some of the more popular ones that people sent, so that if you're into scary movies, it is Halloween week after all, we'll give you a few movies you can watch.
The Seahawks cost me $250 on the Can't Lose parlay. They were up 10 with less than 5 minutes to go, it seemed like, and they blew it.
Took overtime.
The Cardinals are legit.
Their defense is pretty good. I thought, but it's better than the Seahawks defense.
I was going to win when DK Metcalf had that touchdown, but they called it back for holding.
I feel like you're having a conversation that like you and I would have just in the lobby, and we're doing a radio show.
I'm still not over it.
He's heartbroken. You can see it in his eyes.
I think that's just the sickness.
I could have donated maybe that money to charity, too.
But you didn't.
Well, I didn't win the money.
But the money you bet, you could have just given that to charity. Or you could have just given it to me.
It would have only been $5.
What amount would it take for you to eat a second chip?
A
thousand?
I don't think there's a... Maybe. Maybe $1,000 would be good.
Hmm.
What, are you going to rally the troops?
Yeah.
You going to put out the APB for raise cash? I have wondered, like, once you have one chip in your mouth...
A second one couldn't.
Like, the Scoville units, the heat is the heat.
Yeah.
I don't think a second one would be hotter. Now, it might last longer. Might be more damaging to the lining of my stomach, my esophagus. But I don't know that it would necessarily get hotter. So yeah, probably like $10,000. $10,000 sounds about right.
You could Google it.
I could.
I found a lollipop called Satan's Toe that's 9 times hotter than the chips that we've got here.
Yeah, I don't want that. That sounds like a horrible trick. That'd be like something a monster would put in a Halloween bag for a kid.
Oof.
Hey, here you go. Have a lollipop. The kid's dead.
That ruined Tootsie Pops for me forever.
We'll take a break. Come back after this. I don't know what Hudson's doing. I knew this would happen this week. Like, you know, when you don't want him to talk, he doesn't shut up. And then this, I don't even know what kind of conversation he's trying to have today. We'll try to talk sports.
I didn't bring up the lollipop.
No, just dogs, Roombas, trips to your parents.
We can talk more about pets after the break if you want.
Yeah, pets.
Mm-hmm.
Next on 3 and Out. This segment of 3 and Out brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union for all your banking needs. Just go to tvacreditunion.com, sign up, become a member, check out all their incredible services. Really thankful that they came on board a while back and have continued to be one of the longest tenured sponsors of 3 and Out and Fan Run Radio. Again, tvacreditunion.com. I teased it in the previous segment. Davey, do you remember what Jeremy Pruitt said about wide receivers against Kentucky? What they needed to do better?
Everything?
Nope. Very specific. One thing.
Oh, one thing. Track down.
Track down and tackle the people who intercept passes. Well, Jeremy Pruitt playing chess, not checkers, because he has moved cornerback Kenny Solomon to wide receiver.
Ooh.
So now
is
we
he
have
even on scholarship.
Now we will have a DB on the field with our receivers.
Is he on scholarship?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Was he blue shirted?
I don't think so. He runs track, too.
We've got Jalen Hyatt out there. I mean,
he's a little guy. He's a little guy. He's smaller than every defensive back in the league.
He's fast.
But this is a genius move by Pruitt.
You mentioned track.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
What?
Go ahead.
So yesterday I found out that American sprinter and reigning 100-meter world champion Christian Coleman has been banned from competition for 2 years.
Can we do one topic before we get to the next one?
Doping test.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that, but like...
Kenny Solomon. Yeah, that's it's big news. I'm sure that's going to...
First of all, idiot. Like, do you not see the irony here? Do you not see that this is Jeremy Pruitt saying, I want my wide receivers to be able to tackle better, and now I'm going to put a defensive back in the training room with them so that he can teach him how to tackle? Like, this is a genius move. This is a Belichick move. This is all time.
Absolutely.
Oh, Kenny got up to a 3-star. He was the 1,400th. Player nationally.
I gotta be negative. This is a positive story, man. We're gonna teach our wide receivers how to tackle. This is gonna win us a game down the stretch.
Pruitt and the boys gonna coach them up.
This is gonna win us a game. in the last five. JG's going to throw a pick. It's going to be a walk-in six. Boom! Here comes Kenny Solomon with a tackle. Probably force field goal. We'll win by three.
His last official visit before he came here was Coastal Carolina. You think he regrets coming here over there? The Chanticleers
they are
pretty good.
They're undefeated still, aren't they?
Pretty awesome.
No, probably not. No. Wow. David Britt said he'll Venmo each of us $50 if I eat that second chip. Davey Hudson has moved to the edge of his seat. That'll wake him up. That'll get him going.
I believe
that's $50 of coin in his pocket, and all of a sudden he's about to be the best radio guy. Don't even start, because you're going to start campaigning for me to eat two chips. It's not happening.
I even told you could get out for just paying me $50.
I know. So now you could have $50 either way, unless I just eat the chip. I think I would rather just eat the chip and you get nothing.
Just eat the one.
And like it. Huh?
Just eat the one
chip? Yeah, just eat the one. Just meet my obligation, as One in Stripe said. Respect the game I created like an idiot. Boy, it's been a bad year.
You've done four punishments.
Yeah, I'm 1-4. I'm 1-4.
Pig's feet, shot collar trivia.
The chip.
The chip and baby food.
Yeah. Yeah. All bad. All bad. I would much rather do shot collar trivia than eat this stupid chip. But I don't want to complain much more this hour. Or a segment. But what do you think about Pruitt, man? You don't like the move? You don't like the DB to receiver so that he can teach the guys how to tackle? That's next level. That's taking coaching and going way outside the box here.
Has Kenny Solomon logged a single play this year?
I don't know.
Do you think he saw the DK Metcalf rundown and said, we need someone like that?
Exactly. That was a hawk down.
Kenny
Solomon. That one and the Julio Jones one from a few years ago. Like those are incredible plays.
Yeah.
In some cases, they really can be game-saving plays. This is a genius move by Jeremy Pruitt. We think he's dumb because he talks funny. This is high IQ coaching right here. This is going to solve all of our problems.
Doesn't that mean he doesn't trust the quarterback?
No, because balls get tipped. They get batted. Weird things happen. It could be a fumble. It could be a wide receiver fumble. The guy picks it up. You got to have a DB out there to hawk him down. I think it's genius.
Turnovers happen.
Yeah, they're part of the game. Part of the game. Eric tweets in and says, 3-and-out brought to you by drugs and death chips. This is what happens when the boss is gone. Eric, Davey's on drugs because he's sick. It's a bye week. There's no game to preview, really. I've exhausted my JG hot takes. I've exhausted them. There's been no official word one way or the other on who the starting quarterback is going to be for Arkansas, so there's no blame to go around.
It's JG.
That's not officially.
You know it's going to be.
I'm not doing it. I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about the guy. No offense to him. Thank you for your service. I can't continue to do it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was really dreading coming in here all week and just talking about JG.
Yeah, but there's only so much you can say. I feel like we've said it all. And if you missed any of it, you can go check out the podcast. Go to SoundCloud. They're available on the app also. The link's right there. You can check out every possible comment we'd had on JGV this week. I'm done. I'm done with it. It's a throwaway.
I ran a poll yesterday about how high Jeremy's ceiling is here at the University of Tennessee.
What were your poll results? What was the exact question, options, and how'd the votes turn out?
I asked the question, quote.
Direct quote.
What is Jeremy Pruitt's ceiling as the head coach of Tennessee's football program? The options, there were four. SEC East title, SEC champion, national champion, none of the above. Which do you think won the poll?
That was...
Still 12 hours to vote.
I'm looking at the poll, so I know the answer to the poll.
What was the first option?
East title.
East title, SEC title, national champion.
And then none of the above.
And none of the above.
So
none of the above.
He'll never win the East.
I think none of the above won. Just a shot in the dark.
No.
None of the above.
You're
had
a hater.
34%. So almost one third.
Yeah, I mean, it's two thirds of the fan base thinks he can win a national champion, be an SEC champion, or at least win the East.
I guess you could say two thirds definitely think he's going to win the East because, I mean,
right.
How hard would it be to not win the East and then win the national championship?
Yeah. I mean, Bama did it. But. Yeah, that was different. But, yeah, I mean, I take this as, two-thirds of the fan base still think Jeremy Pruitt can win the East or better. And it's really weird because a third of the fan base, or close, not quite a third, thinks he can win the SEC championship or national championship.
37% said East title, or 17% said national champion, and 12% just SEC champion.
That's weird that more people think he can win a national title than a.
Well,
I guess he's saying
like people, a lot of people are saying if he wins the East, that means he's good enough to win a national championship. It's the SEC. Like if you win the SEC championship, you're good enough in a given year over a stretch of time. Like you're good enough to win the national championship.
Yeah,
I do think this kind of opens the window a little bit on what the majority of fans think about Jeremy Pruitt, though, right? I mean, it's Twitter, it's wrath, it's rage, it's boo this, that's bad, fire. I mean, this says 2/3 of the fan base at least thinks he can win the East. If you think you have a coach that can win the East, you're not going to fire him after year three. Unless it's just woefully bad, which hopefully it won't be.
I've seen a lot of similar polls recently, and seems like a lot of people still have confidence in him.
Yeah, when it comes to negativity, people are loud.
I would like to see him without Jarrett Garantano.
That's all I've wanted. That's all I want to see. I feel like it's unfair to judge him until we see him with the quarterback not named JG.
How fair is it to judge him for keeping JG in there?
Well, until I see another quarterback, I don't know. Mm. If another quarterback comes in and stinks.
You got to see Shout the other day. What are you talking about?
Well, he didn't come in and stink.
Maurer got to run it.
He did it, and he went 1 for 1 for a yard.
15-yard rush, too.
You know what I'm saying. I need a starter. Yeah. I need multiple games with a different quarterback.
I mean, I judge people based off what they can control. He can control who's going to go out there and be under center for a game.
But he does have a job to do. And that's what's scary to me. Okay, this isn't a JG conversation per se.
Okay.
But what's scary to me is that through 2.5 years now, with two different coordinators, nobody's been able to beat that guy out. So does that mean we have just completely whiffed at the position? Or does it mean that he's just a better practice quarterback because obviously he's older, he's experienced, and some of these guys might get into a game and actually perform really well, but they're not going to get that opportunity because, as Jeremy Pruitt said post-Bama, you earn playing time at practice. Like, the way you practice will dictate how much you play. And if JG is the perfect practice quarterback because he knows all the calls and makes all the checks and apparently doesn't throw that many interceptions in practice, how can any of these guys potentially beat him?
Travis says there's no difference in UT football topics and Roomba topics. They both suck.
Clever.
Yeah, that was a good vacuum suck joke there. Very good. He also said, what better topic for Halloween week than Tennessee's quarterback situation?
We discussed the poll results as far as what the fans think. If you guys had to answer that poll, what would you put?
Absolute ceiling?
Yes. And again, like, I know there's a lot people still want to see, but based off what we know right now, what is Jeremy Pruitt's ceiling?
I think he could win an SEC title. I don't think, obviously not this year or next year, but I think it's possible. It's really weird, too, because Alabama and Georgia right now, from a recruiting standpoint, are on a complete different level. That said, I don't know how many years Saban has left. Coaching, not living. I don't know either answer, but I'm not talking about him dying or anything. I don't know if Nick Saban has 3 more years, 5 more years. And Kirby Smart, I think, is just dumb enough to where, like, it'll kind of collapse on him at some point. You already see that happen when he gets into the big moments, like the fake punt, the weird second-half game plan against Alabama. Like, he already makes the loss to South Carolina last year. Like, Kirby's going to have a really good team, and then he is going to absolutely mess it up at some point to cost his team championships. I think that's just who he is. So if Pruitt can hang on for 2-3 years and the recruiting continues to do well, we can improve the coaching staff at a couple positions. It's Tennessee. Like, it kind of recruits itself. I think he can get the talent here. I think he's a good enough recruiter. He needs to figure out his offense, has to find a quarterback. I think eventually the defense will be, I'm not saying it's going to be this year's Georgia, but I think Tennessee will have a strong defense under Jeremy Pruitt moving forward. I think you're just a quarterback away from being in the soup, in the conversation. A lot of good coaches, though, have been fired when they can't find a quarterback.
Yep.
And the frustrating thing is you look at North Carolina and Sam Howell's lighting it up. I mean, look at what Penix did to Penn State at Indiana. Adrian Martinez has been banged up at Nebraska, but like you probably shouldn't run him off.
How much of keeping Garantano in do you think is – because I think there's maybe two possible reasons for it. I think either one, Jeremy Pruitt says, my first priority is winning, and he's the most experienced, and he can run the offense the best. That's like I've got to win every game. Or how much of it do you think is the other quarterbacks are just not any good? Like we whiffed on all of them.
Let's chew on that, take a break, deep dive it on the other side. You're listening to 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw for the weekend. It's a bye week, so you can take it easy. Just sit on the couch and chill. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor, only 100 calories. White Claw now available in 8 refreshing flavors, including fresh watermelon, sweet tangerine, and juicy lemon. Each one a wave of pure refreshment. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Please drink responsibly.
I had 4 different flavors of White Claw last night.
Davey had 4 boxes of White Claw Saturday night.
That was fun.
People seem to like Buzzed Hudson.
Yeah, regular Davey, I didn't see you on any of the lists of nicest hosts, but Drunk Davey was on there several
times.
Drunk
Davey made it a few? Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
You might have been on one of them. I don't remember.
Probably not. I mean, look at the guy. You know?
I feel like Davey's a nice guy.
He has his moments. On the show, no. Off the show, he's a good dude. Very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, mm-mm. He plays a bit. Kind of a jackass. Okay, so your question.
Yeah.
Why continue doing insane things if you're Jeremy Pruitt?
Bashing your head against the wall.
I think he told you the answer last week after the game. You earn it in practice. And I think when he watches JG in practice, he thinks this guy is not going to make the mistakes. He can run the most of the offense. We have a better chance to win with this guy. And then when he makes the mistakes, he can't figure out why in the game. And it's just because JG is who JG is. I think I firmly believe, he absolutely believes, he 100% in his mind thinks that Jarrett Garantano gives them the best chance to win. And because of that, he doesn't even play backups when you have a big lead against Missouri late to give him some run.
Or when you're down 30 points to Alabama.
Right. Like Alabama had to bring in their backup first.
Yep.
And then we bring in Maurer to hand it off and throw one pass for 1 yard.
Well, see, the longer it goes, the more concerned I get that we might have whiffed on everyone, like you said. Because the way I look at it, and maybe Pruitt's looking at it differently, is I think any of us would say we would much rather go like 3-7 with Harrison Bailey than go 5-5 with JG. I mean, would it be worth 2 wins to you to someone else play?
I don't know, man. 3-7's bad.
It is.
But at this point, we're looking at a potential 3-7 with JG. So yeah. I don't know that the trade-off is even as positive as we're making it here. I think I would rather see someone else if I could have hope and trust that they were going to develop and be much better moving forward. Because JG, I mean, again, this is his 5th year. Like, he is developed as much as he's going to develop here.
We know what he is.
Yeah. And he some good, some bad. But the bad is really, really bad. I mean, I don't know how many of the blow-up games he's had, you know, with the 3-4 turnovers. But I can count his 300-yard passing games on one hand. I don't know how many multiple turnover games or horrible turnover games I can count. I can think of quite a few. Or just the boneheaded plays. Throwing it out of bounds on 4th and goal. Throwing it,
forgot about that,
you know, backwards 100 miles an hour to a receiver. I mean, it's just, you know, it's things that I don't, like, a lot of those mistakes I don't think a freshman would make.
No.
So why not give somebody else a run? But I absolutely think he really has JG as his top quarterback because of what he sees in practice.
Don't understand.
That's what he says. Oh, he doesn't do this in practice. Well, yeah. What matters more? But that's what's baffling is like he won't even give anybody else an opportunity because what he sees in practice, he doesn't trust Maurer. He doesn't trust Schrout. He doesn't trust Bailey. But he trusts JG. But then JG gets in a game and somehow that does not lose the trust. I don't know if you guys saw it. Last night, the Rays pulled their starting pitcher after he gave up his second hit of the game. They were up 1-0. Gave up his second hit of the game. He had 9 strikeouts. I think he was 2 away from tying John Smoltz with 11. It would have been the record for strikeouts in a World Series start. And then they ended up losing the game. 2 hits. Pruitt won't even make a move after 3 turnovers. 2 pick sixes. Oh yeah, and the fumble. So now we'll go to Schrout.
Let him play through it. That way he'll develop and be better on later in the season.
I don't disagree with that on a freshman, but a fifth year senior, like if he hasn't figured it out by now that hey, once you make a mistake, try not to make others. He's not going to.
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
Those listening.
I was just making the point of if it was Bailey, I'd be more comfortable with it. Yeah. He doesn't play that much. I totally understand. But I there's no way Pruitt expected 2 pick sixes and a fumble from JG against Kentucky. There's no way. So he hung with him long. He's like, oh, it's Kentucky. He carved him last year. I'm going to leave him in there. And again, then the quicksand, the spiraling deep into the black hole of turnovers. I don't know what you do.
That's why I bring my grade for Pruitt's ceiling pretty low. Because whenever you see these things happen, and you're not willing to adjust, I mean, you either develop with the times or you get left behind.
Well, that's what, to me, like, that's the most frustrating thing about this year, and I've said it already this week, is last year, he figured that out. When JG would make a mistake, he'd get pulled for a series. He'd get benched the following week and then come off the bench. Like, I think that's what you have to do with him.
It was kind of maddening in the moment to have this constant rotation of quarterbacks, but I mean, it worked.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's, I think it's a psyche thing. And someone tweeted in, like, does this team have a psychologist? I would imagine that they do. I think that JG in games where he feels like it's all on him presses. And then when that first mistake happens, he just presses more and more. Bama, what do you have to lose? Like, defense can't stop him. I can just go out here and throw the ball around. Who cares? So he doesn't throw a pick, he doesn't fumble. Kentucky, you make one mistake. Oh, man, this is a game we can win. If I don't make another mistake, right to the linebacker, pick six again.
Yep.
Like, that's just the way it is. And they figured this out last year, and that's the most frustrating thing for me this year, is you know what works, and you refuse to do it. It's simple. They have to make some changes moving forward. Thought we weren't going to talk about JJ.
You want to get into the Pro Football Focus grades on the other side?
Do I? Are they lovely? Yeah, no, like let's do it.
Talk
we at least
it.
Go through it. We don't have to spend, you know, an hour breaking it down, but it's just Tennessee's, right? Bama's aren't in there?
Just okay. The balls.
Really fun grades.
It's the Volunteers, by God.
To kick off hour number 2. 3 and out, next.